It's 10:11. Kids are back in school now, and for many of us, it's time to fill out college applications, too. And that can be a daunting task, one that parents often try to micromanage. Joining us live this morning, Leslie Morgenstein, a parenting expert and blogger from ModernMom.com. You're going through this right now. And of course, one of the problems or one of the challenges is, as a parent, you've got stuff you've got to do, or you're enjoying your 4 minutes of me time that you get a day. Mm-hmm. It's easier to do it yourself than to just let them do it.
Well, and for me, the big problem is that for the last 17 years, my firstborn child is 17, I've said I would stay out of this process and let them apply to college on their own. And now I'm in that terrible parenting position where I just want to eat my words. because, of course, I want to write the essays, and I want to take the SATs, and I want to micromanage it. And fortunately, my son listened to me all those years, and he is really clearly telling me to stay out of the process, and I'm trying to stay out of it. But I think it's a huge challenge for parents, especially in the Washington, D.C. area, because I think that standing back and letting our kids apply to college on their own actually feels like parental neglect.
It does. You know? It does.
And you look around and I hear people talk about, you know, setting up emails accounts in their kids' name and pretending to be their children and editing the essays and all this crazy stuff. And I think, what's wrong with me? And I just have to remind myself, no, this is what I said I was going to do, and I really need to do it.
And it's not just about the college essays and the applications. It's also about how you react once the acceptances start to roll in and the rejections roll in. And you actually got some advice from some of those kids themselves about how to handle
that. It's true. My son's school had a evening meeting last year where current seniors told us parents what to do and what not to do. And one of the best things that one of the kids said was to go away out of town on the day that everybody finds out if they've gotten in early action or early decision or the big day in April when you find out. Because it's excruciating for the kids everywhere they go to be asked, did you get in? What are you going to do? You know, kids are obsessed about this enough as it is. And I think for me as a parent, I have to not add to that frenzy. So I thought that was great advice. The other piece of terrific advice from the same kid was to ask your child how much you can share about their college application process. Because everybody asks, including the mailman, you know, where is your child applying? Where are you applying? Mm-hmm. And you got to know from the kid what you're allowed to say and not, because sometimes we parents, if we get obsessed with it, we really overshare, and it just makes it a disaster for the kid, and also it complicates our relationship with our own child.
Is there any level of involvement that's acceptable?
Well, I think that depends on the parent and the kid. Everybody needs a little bit different level of nudging and TLC. And I think what is a good rule of thumb is to try to ask your child about the application process only once or twice a week and not, you know, bombard them every day with, have you done this? Have you done that? Because that just adds to it. And I, you know, if they're not ready to apply to college and meet the deadlines on their own, maybe they're not quite ready to go to college yet. And it's a very important time in a parent's life to stand back and let your kid maybe make a few mistakes and pay the consequences, but be stronger and more independent in the long run.
It sounds like good advice for homework as a whole, and not just college applications, to just sort of take a step back and don't helicopter.
I think that's a great point. And I think the parents who are really involved in kids' homework or feel they need to be involved in homework are also the ones that see the college application process as a kind of homework. And it's really not. And I have to always say to myself, look, I already did my homework. I already took the SATs. I already applied to college. I'm done. Let me just stand back. But for certain parents, and I think it's particularly true in D.C., standing back is harder than taking, you know, going full speed ahead.
Yeah. It is not our fault, Leslie. We can't help it.
We can't help it.
It's so true.
Thanks, Leslie Morgenstein, a parenting expert and blogger from ModernMom.com.
Great advice. Thanks, Leslie.